Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel today is a mix of sunshine and clouds. Tel Aviv is enjoying warm temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is cool and breezy as night falls. Eilut remains sunny and pleasant for those by the Red Sea. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that Egypt has inaugurated its new Octagon Defense Headquarters. President Sisi praised the command center's capabilities earlier this hour, thanking Trump for ceasefire agreements in Gaza and Iran. He emphasized the importance of Palestinian statehood. Also, according to JNS, IDF Chief Eyal Zamir stated earlier today that the Israeli military is prepared to strike if Hezbollah breaches the truce again. He urged the Lebanese army to disarm the Iranian proxy. Also this hour, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu announced there will be no reconstruction in Gaza until Hamas is disarmed. He denied that Trump asked him to avoid action in Lebanon and faced criticism from Gaza border residents. Separately, I-24 News shared that the IDF chief confirmed earlier today Israel's control over the Hezbollah tunnel network beneath Beaufort Ridge. And finally, the Times of Israel notes that President Sisi highlighted Palestinian statehood as key during the inauguration of Egypt's new defense center. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English shared footage just minutes ago showing Israeli military chief Eyal Zamir visiting soldiers in the Beaufort area of southern Lebanon. Memory reported earlier today about comments from a deputy emir of a major Pakistani organization saying the struggles of Hamas and Iran are nearing victory. Hillel Fuld, an Israeli activist, posted earlier today reflecting on the historical origins of the term Palestinian, emphasizing the UN's 1947 offer for two states. Let's go deeper. Starting with Egypt's new defense headquarters. The Times of Israel covered President Sisi's opening of the Octagon. He lauded its state-of-the-art capabilities and expressed gratitude for Trump's role in regional ceasefires. Sisi pointed to Palestinian statehood as a crucial regional goal. The message underscores Egypt's strategic influence in Middle Eastern diplomacy. Turning to the IDF's readiness against Hezbollah, JNS reports Chief Eyal Zamir's assertion that Israeli forces are on high alert to respond to any truce violations. He called on the Lebanese army to take action against Hezbollah. This stance highlights Israel's ongoing security concerns along its northern border. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's stance on Gaza reconstruction is drawing attention. As reported by Ynet, the Prime Minister insists on disarming Hamas before any rebuilding efforts begin. Despite denying external pressure from Trump, he faces criticism from southern residents who feel vulnerable. The policy reflects Israel's strategic priorities in Gaza. Additionally, the IDF's control over Hezbollah tunnels was confirmed by I-24 News. Chief Zamir mentioned these tunnels beneath Beaufort Ridge as a strategic advantage. This control is seen as critical in monitoring Hezbollah's movements and preventing potential threats. Finally, returning to the inauguration of Egypt's defense center, President Sisi's remarks on Palestinian statehood align with Egypt's role as a mediator in the region. This focus may influence future peace negotiations and regional stability. Turning to business and markets, first, Globes reports that Israeli auto tech company REE has delisted from Nasdaq, seeking a stay of proceedings. Its market cap has plummeted from $3.1 billion to $6 million, reflecting significant financial challenges. Separately, Israel Hayom Business investigated the most cost-effective ways to travel to Ben Gurion Airport. They found surprising savings in alternatives to driving and parking, offering practical advice for travelers. And finally, CTEK explores the ongoing AI conversation, noting that the companies shaping this era are not the usual suspects. The future belongs to visionary founders and investors exploring untapped potential. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 7 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.